here in the garden with Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice. Answering your questions about gardening, planting, landscape, trees. You made a great point with Tom and Miranda about planting for shade for next summer, giving your trees and your plants or vines or whatever a whole year for the root structure to establish in the soil before it gets really hot.
You know, that's kind of a soapbox for us, right? Fall planting just really can't be overemphasized because the soil stays warm, the air mass is cooling. There's not as much stress on the plant with moisture loss, transpiration, because the air mass is cooling, but the soil is warm enough that the plant will grow roots. And plants have to start establishing a root system before they'll put on new growth anyway. So if you get a plant and it's sitting there and you don't think it's growing, but it's rooting in and its roots are getting established, next spring when the air mass starts to warm and the days get longer, those plants just explode. If anybody's ever had a tree, maybe a young tree that had been in the ground maybe a year or two and it broke off or broke, or you cut it back hard because it froze or something like that, and you see how fast it responds and grows, that's because that it's got this nice big root system that's allowing that the rest of that plant to grow that much quicker. It doesn't have a brand new root system. It's fairly established, and the foliage and the branches and the limbs grow that much quicker. So it's the same principle. And so you get almost by planting in the fall, you get sometimes a year or even like an 18-month bonus on growth come next spring. Plus then the plant, if it gets hot quick or you have issues with heat and stress, it's not going to be as severe because that plant is not this new plant trying to – you just can't hardly water it enough. So
it's got all its little root feeders out there to help support it during that 110 where, like you say, you just all bets are off.
and then the other thing we need to really, you know, probably a lot of these trees that are blowing over is, you know, look at where the drippers were. You know, most of them probably have the original two drippers that got put around them when they were newly planted. They never got moved out away from the trunk of the tree. They never added any. So they've got this little root system because that's where the moisture was, so they just start spinning around or doing whatever they do in this 2 or 3 foot space. Some of these trees are planted between a sidewalk and a street in a 3 or 4 foot strip. Those trees are now 30 feet tall and they've got, you know, a 4 foot root, and it you get a little moisture in the soil and a, you know, 70 or 80 mile an hour wind, and that's not a great recipe. So remember to move and add drippers as your tree grows. So those roots keep spreading out. Roots don't go find water. You know, they don't. You know, you could have a swimming pool. People ask me all the time, "Is that going to get in my pool?" I said, "Not unless your pool's leaking. If it, you know, it doesn't know there's a body of water over there. They don't have this, you know, sonar that detects water somewhere, so they go out and find it. They proliferate and grow as there is moisture, or actually more technically, there's oxygen available. They just start spreading. Now, they'll spread out as big as they would inherently, sometimes about 1.5 times the height of the tree or as wide as the canopy of the tree, if there is moisture available for them to do that.
Let's see if we can help Elizabeth real quick before we wrap up this hour. And Tucson, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I enjoy your program. I have a Yucca gloriosa plant, probably 15 or 16 years. It has many different branches coming out, but it never, ever bloomed. Why?
Well, Yucca gloriosas are not a real prolific great bloomer for whatever reason, and they have to get to be very mature to bloom. But you don't see many of them flower. As you might with the Yucca pendula or some of the other varieties of yuccas that are very reliable bloomers. I don't know why, other than they just are not prone to blooming and they have to get pretty old and mature before they do. I'm sorry, that's as good an answer as I can give you for that one. If you want yucca blooms, don't plant a Yucca gloriosa. Plant a, you know, a Yucca recurvifolia, the pendula, or, you know, one of the other varieties that are just more reliable flowering varieties.
We appreciate the call. Hope that helps. There's plenty of resources when you want to look at going botanical or yucca, or I mean the gardens and the, and especially in Tucson where it's a lot more of that type of growing. So there's, you always run into that one person that may have a bias to one plant and sells you on it, and it's not what you were looking for.
You need to make yourself, express yourself clearly as to what it is that you really want. If you really wanted flowers or color, there's probably perhaps better choices of different plants. So really make sure when you're looking for a plant, what is it that's most important? Is it shade? Is it screening, privacy? Is it flowering? You know, what are you really trying to achieve? And then you can narrow it down and get to the right plant. And that's, you know, we're talking about these trees blowing over and different things. Right plant in the right place is where it all starts. That'll also keep your maintenance to a minimum as well.
Let's talk about preventing. We've talked about the rain. We've talked about how great it is.
Want to prevent rain?
What? the weeds.
Oh, weeds. Okay.
The weeds, the rain's going to prolificate. I mean, the seeds out there has been germinated. We've got all this wind that's blowing around. The sun comes out. We've got all this moisture. Man, they're going to start sprouting like crazy.
They are, and they have. I've seen some pretty lush, luxuriant gravel yards around in the last couple of weeks. So pre-emergent herbicides are, you know, very, you talk about a maintenance and a labor saver. And it's never too late to put them on. They start working as soon as they get incorporated into the soil. But if you wait till you got a yard full of weeds, it's not going to help you with that crop. It'll help you with the next crop. So you should apply them as directed. They last for a certain length of time. You need to get on a calendar or a schedule and just keep applying them as the calendar or schedule of the directions tells you for the best results.
Mr. Jay Harper, we appreciate it, of The Farm's Choice. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. That website is
thefarmschoice.com.
Easy enough. For great organic and locally, it's not grown, locally produced,
yeah,
locally deposited.
There you go. I like that.
Fertilizer for your landscape and garden, The Farm's Choice.